How can we be free from the cycle of birth and death? Teaching the method of Buddha recitation without being asked. Why do we recite the Buddha's name? It is so that we can be reborn in the Western Pure Land. Why do we want to be reborn in the Western Pure Land? To put an end to the cycle of birth and death. Why do we want to end the cycle of birth and death? It is because by ending the cycle of birth and death, we leave behind the suffering of transmigration. All Dharma teachings given by the Buddha are for the sake of putting an end to suffering. However, in order to remove our suffering quickly and thoroughly, we must choose a method that adheres to the laws of cause and effect. All of the Dharma teachings spoken by the Buddha were initiated by questions from the great bodhisattvas and disciples. The Buddha only spoke in response to the questions being asked, with one exception, the practice of Buddha recitation. The method of reciting the name of Amitabha Buddha of the Western Pure Land is a teaching that was not requested by anyone. Why was it that although no one asked, Shakyamuni Buddha specifically wanted to teach us about it? We must understand that Shakyamuni Buddha came to this world to guide sentient beings toward liberation. To do so, he taught 84,000 Dharma methods, but to begin a practice following these methods is quite difficult. If we practice according to the Theravada teachings, it will take 60 minor kalpas to become an arhat. If we practice Mahayana methods, it will take 3 great incalculable kalpas to become a Buddha. All the bodhisattvas and great disciples knew about these methods and would ask about them. However, no one knew about the method of Buddha recitation, the practice which enables us to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death in this lifetime. It would truly be a pity if it was left unknown. Therefore, out of great compassion, the Buddha spoke about this Dharma method without being asked. If he did not tell us about it, the sentient beings of the Dharma ending age would not know of this method and would never be able to practice it. During the time of the Buddha, it was the proper Dharma age. At that time, regardless of which method you followed, you would surely make advancements. However, in the current Dharma ending age, if we give up on the method of Buddha recitation, not only will we not be able to advance in our practice, but it will also be difficult to understand the Dharma that we hear. In that case, how will we be able to practice? Of course, it would be great if we have the superior wisdom, the prajna wisdom, to deeply understand the principles of the Buddha recitation method. Even if we have shallow roots of wisdom and do not understand any principles, as long as we continuously uphold the holy name of Amitabha Buddha, we will benefit from the Buddha's merit and virtue and be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. How do we end the cycle of birth and death? We must be reborn in the Western Pure Land. If we go to the Western Pure Land, we will be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. It is impossible to do so as an ordinary sentient being in this world. Those who practice Buddha recitation must make the vow to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. If we recite the Buddha's name but do not make the vow to go to the Western Pure Land, then even if we recite, we will not be able to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death in this lifetime. We need to be careful about this. Faith, vows, and practice are the 3 conditions of rebirth. There are 3 conditions for rebirth in the Western Pure Land: faith, vows, and practice. These 3 methods are like the 3 legs on a jeweled censer. It will not do if any of them are missing. All 3 conditions must be fulfilled. It is said, faith is the only thing that will inspire us to make a vow. Vows are the only thing that will direct our practice. Only the wondrous practice of Buddha recitation will allow us to fulfill our vows and certify our faith. The 3 are interconnected. The faith mentioned here is not a religious faith. It has a deeper meaning. It means to have confidence in the Buddha and confidence in ourselves. This is referred to as confidence in self and other, with the other being the Buddha. Confidence in self refers to having confidence in our original pure mind. Our pure mind is the true suchness Dharma nature. It is because our original nature is whole and complete with this true and pure mind that we are able to be reborn in the Western Pure Land, to realize Buddhahood, and to guide sentient beings. Do not mistakenly place our confidence in our physical form. What is so trustworthy about this physical body? It is a pitiable body encumbered by many karmic hindrances. What is there to trust? We must not trust our ordinary minds, which are inverted, confused, and filled with gossip. Therefore, the Buddha tells us, do not believe your own mind. Your mind is not to be believed. Only after becoming an arhat can you believe your own mind. If we have yet to become an arhat, even if we have already reached the first three stages of sagely fruition, we still do not have a handle on our own minds, much less as ordinary beings. So how can we believe in ourselves? How can we be arrogant and think of ourselves as being remarkable? Let's not mention those who are not Buddhists. As ordinary people, even very sincere Buddhist disciples who believe in the Buddhist teachings, we may still set them aside and believe in our own minds instead. The Buddha has painstakingly spoken tens of thousands of words, asking us to let go and see through to the truth, yet we are unable to do so. If we cannot let things go and see through to the truth, then we are going to suffer. It is only when we can do so that we will find peace, happiness, and self-mastery.